Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and Cal CPA Institute. I'm Bill Spaniel. At some time, most of us will want to retire from the workforce. But when should that happen? There are many items that one needs to consider regarding making the decision as to when to retire. Among these are health, mental well-being, and family connections. But we want to focus here on how one's financial situation affects that decision. So we spoke over Skype with CPA and personal financial specialist Larry Pond of Redwood City, California. Hello, Larry. Welcome to Financial Empowerment.
Hi, Bill.
Larry, our topic is retirement, specifically making the decision to retire. And while there are many factors that go into making that decision, I'd like to focus on financial aspects. But first, I'd like to ask you if you frequently advise clients about retiring, and what advice do you give them?
Yeah, one thing we look at a lot with our clients is the concept of retirement readiness. Are you ready to retire from a financial standpoint? You know, do you have all your ducks lined up that financially you can retire? And I guess we have to figure out what the definition of retirement is. I guess the definition of retirement is that I don't have to go to work. Mm-hmm. So that would be a definition of retirement. And then we take a look at the sources of income they have that can pay for the retirement. So one analogy I use with my clients is we all have cell phones, right? And our cell phones all have batteries. You know, while we're working, while we're in accumulating mode, we've got the phone plugged in. We've got the adding to the batteries, charging the battery, and we're really shooting for 100%. You know, when you're retired, that's when you unplug the cord.
I've seen a few articles lately that discuss people in their 30s who've already retired. What advantages and disadvantages do you see in retiring early, and how does that compare with waiting a while before retiring?
Yeah, that depends, too. We see these articles where people retire early, and I do have clients who retire early, and it depends on what they're doing in their post-retirement. You know, are they just playing golf, going to the beach, and just doing nothing? And some people can do that, and the retirement is not really a chronological thing. It's not an age thing. It's more like a status of what you're doing, a state of mind, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally sympathetic to it, especially in the middle of tax season. We're working really hard, and I'm really sympathetic when people tell me, Larry, I'm done. I'm ready to retire now. But there's a lot of considerations we need to think about.
Such as?
Some important things to think about is we got to take a look at their financial goals. You know, if you're 30 years old, you have an infant child or a young child, have you done the education planning? Are we set with that financial goal? What about health care? You know, how are we going to pay for insurance, health insurance, and access to health insurance? How long can we take advantage of COBRA in terms of the medical? Also debt. I mean, if you're carrying a large mortgage, how are you going to make the payments to pay off that mortgage? Or, you know, do I need another car? My car is about to die. Or those kind of considerations to think about. So some people just retire, but they're totally unprepared for it.
When you advise clients about retirement, do you do some sort of spreadsheet or computer analysis in order to figure out if the client is financially fit to retire?
It really varies from people to people. I don't use a computer program because a lot of times that can be quite distracting sometimes, so I really don't do that. But there are a lot of books out there in the theme of what's my number. There's the number of books that are out there. There's some websites that you can look at to do some calculations of, okay, I'm age 30. What is my number? Where should I be at? Where should I be in terms of my 401k plan balance, in terms of my debt, and those sorts of things? So you just got to be prepared for it, because I see people who have, quote-unquote, retired early, and then they run out of money. It's really sad. I see a lot of people run out of money. Unfortunately, I count of people who run out of money before they're even age 70. Or they run out of money because they retired early, and they're in their 80s having to look for a job. And we don't really want to be in that situation.
How does Social Security fit into all of this? What do you advise people about it?
Social Security planning is very important. So we have to evaluate the situation. Are they married? Are they single? Were they formerly married? Are they widowed or a widower? Do we have children? There's all these considerations to think about. Also, we take a look at how much have they paid into the Social Security system. Have they got the requisite number of quarters? If they're short on quarters, I tell them, you can't retire yet. You got to get the requisite number of quarters so you can qualify for Medicare and Social Security and all those benefits in the future.
How many quarters are there?
You need at least 40 quarters. Mm-hmm. So you can get a printout from the Social Security Administration. We used to get that annually but as a budget-saving matter, the Social Security only does it at certain ages now, like you're age 60 or 62 or whatever. So, but if you want to get your statement, you can either go to the Social Security office or go to the Social Security website, which is ssa.gov, and you can request the statement via the website.
If I understand correctly, you can start withdrawing Social Security as early as age 62.
That's correct. So that's the earliest age you can draw on your Social Security, and just because you can doesn't really mean you should, because you take a substantial discount. There's a term called FRA, full retirement age, and generally it starts at 66. If you're born after 1960, it's at 67. So currently, the latest is at age 67. So what that means is if I'm age 66, that's the 100% amount. So if I take it before that, I take a pretty big discount, and then you're stuck with that amount for the rest of your life. It's not going to increase. It'll only increase with the inflation factor. Or if you continue to work, your benefit will increase. And the rough calculation is for every $120,000 or so, your Social Security benefit will go up by 1%, something like that. So even though you're collecting Social Security and you're working, it does help increase the benefit. However, from a tax planning standpoint, if you take Social Security before FRA, before your full retirement age, 66 or 67 or whatever, if you have more than around $15,000 of income, of earned income, and you're still working, you have to pay back your Social Security benefit. So you got to be really careful before you claim your Social Security. Also, they've tightened the rules on claiming Social Security now. Basically, in the past, you could take your Social Security and decide to stop, turn it on, turn it off. Under the new law, you can only do that once. So if I take Social Security now, I've got 12 months to change my mind to stop the Social Security. And that's it. You only have one shot at it. So the Social Security claiming decision is a really important decision, and that should not be taken lightly.
If you are still working after the age of 66 or 67, which are the full retirement ages under Social Security for most people nowadays, do you still incur a penalty for working beyond full retirement age?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So there's two things. If I take Social Security before my full retirement age, 66 or 67, if I earn more than $15,000, I got to pay back a portion of the Social Security. You get to the point where you have to pay back the entire benefit if you earn enough money there. That's the repaying Social Security part of it. The second part of it is the income tax. So if your income is above $25,000 or so, half of your Social Security is taxable, is added back as taxable income. If your income is above $30,000-something, 85% of it is taxable. So for a lot of our clients, they are paying tax on their Social Security benefits. And that's the current law right now. And Congress is looking at ways of bolstering the system, because based on the current system, the Social Security system will basically blow up, if you want to use that term, that by 2034, if Congress does not make any changes to the Social Security system, instead of getting 100% of your benefit, it will drop to 70%. Mm-hmm. So Congress has to make some tweaks to strengthen the system so that won't happen. But, we'll have to stay posted with that. And the other advantage of claiming Social Security later is that for every year you go beyond FRA, your benefit goes up 8%. And that's a big deal. So at age 70 is when you max out on your Social Security benefit. So by 70, you have to take your benefit because it's not going to get any bigger. But between 66 and 67, it's 8% a year. So that's a significant difference. And that could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to some people. Mm-hmm. Of course, we assume that you're going to live a long time, and the break-even's around 80 years old or so. So if you have a good expectation you're going to live past 80, then it makes sense to wait on claiming your Social Security.
So if you continue to work after reaching full retirement age under Social Security, will the income you receive go into factoring the amount of money you will receive from Social Security?
That's true. It's all the time. It starts at day one, the first time you work. That gets added to your earnings statement, and it affects the amount of benefits you get. So if you keep working, there are a lot of Americans working. You see articles of people working, into their 80s and 90s, and there's an article about a doctor who who's 105 and he's still practicing. And then there are lawyers I know who are old, and there's judges who are still doing it. And I think it's because they love what they do.
And I understand that your highest 30 years of earnings is what Social Security is based on, correct?
Exactly. So, you know, in the past 30 years, there might be some low-income years or some zeros or whatever. So if you continue to keep working and the income is high enough, it'll keep kicking out all those low years and all the zeros. So continuing to work will increase your Social Security benefit.
Both of us live in the state of California. What is California's position on taxing Social Security?
Social Security is not taxed in California, so there is no California tax on that. So when you look at your California tax return, you start with your federal income, and you notice you subtract the Social Security income.
Any other information you would like to provide on this subject, Larry?
The other question is about retirement. When do you decide to retire? Mm-hmm. Basically, two categories of that. People who decide to retire, they make their own decision, or the decision is made for them. Because, unfortunately, a lot of people get laid off, or a company gets merged, sold, or whatever. Mm-hmm. In our own financial planning, we need to be aware of that you might not make that decision to retire. That decision might be made for you. Age discrimination, unfortunately. I'm looking at Silicon Valley. Age discrimination is a huge factor here. I've seen clients dye their hair so you don't see any gray hair, and they scrub their resumes so you can't tell how old they are because they can't even get the interview anymore. So that's why we do basic financial planning with our clients way before retirement. Keep maxing on your 401ks, pay down your debt, be in control of your finances so that if this were to happen, then you can retire. You might not be in as good of a condition as you like, but at least you don't have to be pressured to look for a job.
We thank Larry Pond for his insights regarding the financial aspects of making a decision as to when to retire. We appreciate your listening to CalCPA's Financial Empowerment Program, which was produced in January 2018. If you would like to comment about our show, have a question for a CPA, or would like to suggest topics for future programs, write us financialempowerment@calcpa.org, or simply visit www.calcpa.org. You can search there for a California CPA who can help you save on taxes, better manage your investments, or budget for those rainy days even sunny California sometimes has. Just click on the Find a CPA link. This is Bill Spaniel, and you've been listening to Edition 204 of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and Cal CPA Institute.